Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to be joining each and every one of you all at 7 a.m. Eastern time to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for, look, tapping us on our shoulders and saying, child, wake up. Wake up. I have more for you to do. I have more for you to do. I have more people for you to touch. I have more people for you to impact. I have another assignment. I have an assignment for you to execute on. Yes, I don't know who that was for, but I pray that you take it, you run with it, you move boldly with it, and keep going unapologetically and knowing that God has your back each and every step of the way. So wherever you at, just give God a hand clap of praise because he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Yes. So as you all know, yesterday, Sunday, was Happy Resurrection Day. I pray that you all had a wonderful and blessed day with friends, family, or whomever you celebrated the day with. And then, of course, you got a good word from whatever service that you attended. And then, of course, today is Easter Monday. And so if you are taking a day off, enjoy. If you're not, definitely still reflect on the goodness of God and all that he has done for us. Okay. All right. So let me just get into it this morning. So this past, let me see, a few days ago, I watched a movie on, it was called Love Hurts. Love Hurts. So look it up if you have not seen it. I'm just going to say that title. But one thing that really stuck out to me in the movie, it was a phrase that this young lady often said, and it was entitled, the phrase was, hiding ain't living. Hiding ain't living. I'm going to say that again. She kept saying the phrase, and she not only kept saying it, but she also wrote it down on a piece of paper and would give it to another person. And the person read it, of course, and was like, hiding ain't living. And of course, they went through a whole thought process like, you know, they was like, what are you talking about initially? And then they realized what that person was talking about. Hiding ain't living. And I want to ask you this morning, what you hiding from? What are you hiding from that's causing you not to, quote unquote, live, right? And so when I kept thinking about that phrase, three people popped in my mind. And the first person was Jesus, of course. The second person was Jonah. And the last person was me. And so, in other words, you, right? And so I want to start with Jonah. We could have started with Jesus, but we're going to end with Jesus, right? But Jonah, if you're not familiar with the story of Jonah, Jonah is the definition of what it's like to hide in that, hide from Jesus, that is, or hide from God. Jonah is the very definition of what it means to hide from God. And so I'm just going to give you a synopsis of what it is. But if you're not familiar with the story, definitely go to the book of Jonah, read it from top to bottom. And I know for sure said, that you will be blessed and encouraged. So just a synopsis of what Jonah did, or how Jonah hid from God. So it says, while in the belly of the big fish, Jonah prayed to God for help. He repented and praised God. For 3 days, Jonah sat in the belly of the fish. So why did Jonah sit in the belly of the fish, y'all? Jonah sat in the belly of the fish because God told him to do a thing. God told him to go to a specific city, and the city was called Nineveh. He said, it ain't no way. It ain't no way I am going to the city of Nineveh. And that's what Jonah said. That's what Jonah said to God. He said, I am not going there. Or in other words, God, you don't get my guess on this one. So I'm going to go the other way. And yeah, so his wife, Jonah, is in the belly of the fish. He's in the belly of the big fish. And so he sits in the fish for 3 days because he didn't give God his yes, because he was scared to go to Nineveh, because he was just like, it's got to be something else for me. you meant to call somebody else, right? You meant to tell somebody else to do this. But no, God said, Jonah, go. God said, Jonah, go and tell those people what I want you to tell them. And so after spending 3 days in the fish, God had the big fish throw up Jonah into the shores of Nineveh. Not in the shores of anywhere else, but in the shores of the place that he told Jonah to go in the first place, right? Which was Nineveh. So Jonah preached to Nineveh and warned them to repent or to turn away from their wicked ways before the city is destroyed in 40 days. So Jonah had a job to do, but he was hiding, and hiding didn't feel good to him. He was in the belly of a fish. Just imagine, put yourself in like what a fish could look like. First off, it was probably stinky. It's probably nasty. It's probably like unbearable. It's probably, look, every time you breathe, you may breathe in something you don't want to breathe in. But the conditions were not appealing. The conditions were not what? Comfortable. And that's what happens when we say no to God. It says we are uncomfortable. The living conditions are uncomfortable, and sometimes, oftentimes, unbearable for us. But that is by design, right? It's by design. So God is like literally pushing us with love, right? To go do what he has called us to do in this earthly realm. And Jonah got the picture. He prayed to God, I said, for help, repented, and praised God for what he had done for him. And Jonah went about his way and did what he had to do for the Lord. Okay. So again, going back to the phrase, hiding ain't living. Truly, hiding was not living for Jonah. And so the next person that I want to talk about is Jesus. When I think about that phrase, hiding ain't living. Let's think. Okay. So I really had the scripture that came to mind for this was John 18:4-8 specifically. John 18:4-8. And you're not familiar with that. That is when Jesus was arrested. That is when Jesus was arrested to be, of course, crucified. And this is right before his death, right? And so let me read to you this portion. I'm actually going to read a little bit more. So starting with verse 1, it says, when Jesus had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Now pay attention. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again, he asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." So I'm going to stop right there. And then, of course, I'm going to go back to the phrase we're talking about. Hiding ain't living. So the reason why Jesus, of course, popped in my mind when the phrase, when I think about that phrase, hiding ain't living, is because what if, and I'm going to pose this question to the group, what if Jesus hid that day? What if Jesus said that, what if Jesus was like, "Y'all, I'm about to sneak out the back door," or, "Y'all, I'm about to go around the corner over here. Y'all make up something." And what if Jesus just hid? What if he hid from this whole situation? What if he was just on the run and like, "God, I know what you got for me. God, Father, I know this is my cup to take. I know this is my burden to bear, but I don't want to do that." What if he said, what if he gave God the no? What if, right? What if Jesus hid? And so when I was thinking through that, I was like, that easily, we probably would have been like, yeah, this ain't the day, so I need to go the other way. Or, "I didn't think it was my time yet, Lord. Wait a minute." Because Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. But he easily could have said no. He easily could have hid. But again, hiding ain't living. Jesus knew that he had to die. Jesus knew what was at stake. Jesus knew that he had to die for the sins of the world. Jesus knew that he had to die to set us free. Jesus knew when he died that his love for us was on full display. Jesus died and fulfilled prophecy, but he didn't just die, he lives. He lives with us today. Jesus rose on the third day. Y'all know the story. Jesus rose with all power in his hand, but he could have easily said, "No, disciples, get me. You got, hide me." Jesus lives. Jesus lives. He didn't hide. He didn't run away. He said, "What you got for me?" He said, "It's too much at stake. My love for my people, my love for the people to come, and people to come, that's us, because clearly we were not living back in those days, but we live today. We live today. We live today, and we live because we understand. Oh, we live because God gave us his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for the sins of the world. Again, Jesus died to set us free and to fulfill prophecy, right? And so as I then go back to that phrase, hiding ain't living, I also think about us or you or me, right? What if we just stay in our corner? What if we just say, "God, You didn't just tell me to do that. You didn't just tell me to start the business. You didn't just tell me to pivot in this career path. You didn't just tell me to apply for this specific job over here. You didn't just tell me that and give God a flat out no. Like, what if we do that? It could be we take the easy way out. But why would we take the easy way out? And literally, it's when we take the easy way out, I'm gonna tell you what's going on. There's no abundance there. The blessings or promises of all of everything that God has for you, it's not over there. It's not in the no. It's in the yes. It is in the yes. So I don't know what God has shared with you to do. I don't know what God has shared with you to execute on in this season, but I encourage you to go forth and conquer. And just like Jesus wasn't thinking about himself at the time. Maybe so, look, because he said, God, take this cup from me. But then he also said, if it's your will, let your will be done, right? Let your will be done. And so I just pray and just declare and decree right now that God, that our will, no, excuse me, God's will be done in our lives. That God's will be done in our lives today and beyond. That God's will for our lives will be done today in our lives. And that I also pray that we give God our yes. Give God your yes today and beyond. Don't be in the corner or thinking about, I'm just going to hide. Because let me tell you, hiding ain't living. Hiding ain't really living out what God has for you. Hiding is literally hiding in the corner and not being seen or not having any impact on who is assigned to you or who God has assigned to you in this season of your life, right? So when we think about saying no, we also want to think about the people that we are missing. We want to, meaning the people that we aren't impacting, right? The people that God literally said, I need for you to do this thing so such and such can be impacted or so such and such can receive or understand or get to know who I am, right? So think about that too. Think about who you're saying no to, which is God, but also think about the impact that you're not going to have on people, or in other words, God's people in this season of your life. All right. Whew. I really hope that where it penetrates your heart. I really hope that you take that and run with it in this season, wherever you're at in your life journey, definitely, wherever you're at in your career journey, wherever you're in your business journey. I hope that this message definitely penetrates your heart and that you move and move with a holy boldness. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice. Lord, I thank you for their life. I thank you for their gifts, God. And I ask that you stir it up so good, God, that they have no choice but to give the gift back to you and to serve you, Lord, on another level, to serve you unapologetically, to serve you in a way that they're not even thinking about what so-and-so has to say, but they're thinking about what you have to say, and what you have to say matters. God, we thank you for giving us all the blessings, for giving us the abundant lifestyle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We understand that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you have come to give us life and life abundantly, God. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for going before us, Lord, and setting the atmospheres in the interview room, on the calls that we may have virtual. Lord God, we thank you for setting the atmosphere in our workspaces, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for having your way in our lives, having your way in our careers, and having your way in our businesses. Lord, we thank you for making our name great. God, we thank you for giving us strength, supernatural strength, to move and to say yes to whatever it is that you have called us to do in this season. God, we thank you for the career moves that we're going to make, the career moves that we're right in the midst of making right now, Lord. God, we ask that favor will be all over our lives in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for raising us up as your sons and daughters, God. We thank you for shining your light through us, Lord, so that we may draw more people towards you, draw more people towards you and what your word says. God, we thank you for casting out any ounces of fear that we may have, any ounces of doubt we may have, Lord, in this season about what it is that may be troubling us, Lord, what it is that you have told us to do. We accept it and we will do it because we know that it's your will. And if it's your will, Lord, we understand that you have our best interests at hearts. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. I thank you. I thank you. Amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And of course, I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.